DS Cole Growers in Loudoun, New Hampshire bills itself as a wholesale greenhouse facility. That means they grow a lot of the potted plants that are then shipped to garden centers and landscapers across New England. Looking across the facility, you see greenhouses filled up with row upon rows of annuals, while flower baskets hang in long lines above your head. For many of those who are employed here, the work isn't that glamorous. It's a lot of planting and cutting and watering and potting and then replanting. But the job needs to get done, and that's where the refugee comes in. For the last decade, DS Cole has been employing refugees to do a lot of the, if you pardon the double entendre, dirty work. Chris Slagle is head grower for DS Cole.
We started hiring the immigrants primarily because they are very aggressive about looking for work. We haven't put an ad in the paper for the last 3 years for seasonal work. Folks that we've had the longest are from the Bosnia, Croatia, Serbia area. And more recently, we've had quite a few folks come from Bhutan and Nepal.
The company begins hiring new staff in January, and many work through the spring. At its busiest time, there may be up to 75 people working at the greenhouse. The work can be tedious and tough, but for many of these refugees, their first job at Cole's is their first in America, and the first step to finally living the American dream. Shipping supervisor, Lori Whiteway.
They want to work. Most immigrants come from a place they've had no work. They come from very poor situations. So when they come here, they're so incredibly grateful, and they love to work, they love to be productive, and most will grasp the opportunities and learn everything they possibly can. They would work 7 days a week if we let them, which we don't. It's just that they enjoy working because they've never had opportunities to be able to do it before.
But these jobs don't only help the refugees, they help the employer as well. According to owner Doug Cole, refugees fill a gap that many in agriculture find hard to fill.
Let's be honest, a lot of the people that are looking for jobs in the U.S., they're not thrilled with agriculture quite often. It's not always deemed a great profession. We pay the same rate regardless of whether it's a refugee, immigrant, New Hampshire citizen that was born here, etc. I will say, though, that many of the people that are looking for jobs may not be willing to work for an agricultural rate. So we're not taking advantage in any way of the immigrants, but the pool of people is a little thin that is really willing to work for an agricultural rate.
But refugees have been willing, and so overall, it's been a good fit. But there are challenges as well. Many refugees don't have a good grasp on the language, and so communication can be a problem. Managers at DS Cole have tried to circumvent that by elevating those that can understand the language better to translate and mediate between the English-speaking staff and the refugees. Hasta Bhandari is one of them. For 21 of his 22 years, Hasta lived in a refugee camp in Nepal. Then, 6 months ago, he came to New Hampshire. In February, he was hired for his first job in America at DS Cole's and still remembers that day.
When they hired, she called me, and my mother received the call, and she was not understanding English, so she understand my name. So she said that, here is a call for you, and there was Chris speaking with me, and I was so happy to get that job.
But Hasta also knows that his first job is only seasonal, available only, most likely, until the summer. And with rent, a wife, and two younger siblings he needs to support, Hasta worries about what that might mean for him when the work runs out.
When it ends, we don't know what we are going to do. That makes us worry about the future, because if we don't have work, or if the work ends or do not go well, then it's sure that we'll be in the street. So it's very, very hard.
But right now you have work and you're doing well.
Yeah, I think so. But I do have to think about my future because I have a lot of people behind me, so I have to support them.
But employees at DS Cole are trying to work around that. They're attempting to team up with those garden centers and nurseries that buy their products to job share, so that by April or May, many of these workers can be employed by them until business picks up once again for the greenhouse. For Doug Cole, it's important for them to help out these refugees, since, as he says, the refugee has also helped him.
Looking back in hindsight, if either or both the Yugoslavian group did not come over and the Bhutanese group did not come over, we probably would be in trouble labor-wise here. It would be tough. Everybody thinks of picking strawberries, grapes, et cetera, in California, which is huge. Without this workforce, we Americans would be in big trouble. We just don't have the people that are willing to do this work.
And it's not just the work. For many at DS Cole, the refugees who have come there have added a lot more than just filled pots and a narrow bottom line, but a spirit as well. Once again, Chris Schlegel.
I guess the other thing that the immigrants have brought to DS Cole is just their joy of life. It's incredible for what some of those folks have been through. I mean, some of them have been in refugee camps for years and years, and they are the happiest people that I think I've ever met. It really puts in perspective some of the problems that we have.
For New Hampshire's Immigration Story and The Exchange, I'm Keith Shields.